ABC Radio Australia.
Vanuatu's Finance Minister, John Sollong, has denied social media comments that the national carrier Air Vanuatu, will soon be liquidated. In 2023, Air Vanuatu stopped its Boeing 737 services to Australia and New Zealand due to what the airline said were technical issues. The disruptions to the airline's services remain to impact on much-needed revenue for the government, especially from the tourism sector. Minister Sollong told ABC, people should not believe everything they see on social media.
The real story is that we should never believe these people who are rumor mongers in Facebook. There has not been any decision made by either directors or the shareholders, of which I am a shareholder, after the declaration of bankruptcy or even of receivership or voluntary liquidation. That decision has not been made. Air Vanuatu has had challenges for a long time, and those challenges are coming home to roost at this time. So everybody is making it look like it's an emerging issue. It has been an issue for a long time, and the issues are not just particular to Air Vanuatu. The particular issues of airlines after the lockdowns have been across the globe. There have been a lot of airline companies that have gone bankrupt. And so Air Vanuatu is just another airline. It just so happens that it is very important airline for the whole of Vanuatu, because he has the spirit of Vanuatu. He has the Vanuatu flag, and it's very important for the tourism sector in Vanuatu. So such rumor mongering doesn't help in generating the kind of spirit that we want to put out in Vanuatu.
Minister, now you've just mentioned tourism in Vanuatu. Now, that has been suffering since Vanuatu started facing problems.
Absolutely. We had an interview probably back in November 2023, if I remember correctly, and we were expressing the same issues of difficulties of scheduling by Air Vanuatu has a negative impact on tourism in Vanuatu. Wholesalers have difficulty continuing to sell Vanuatu as a destination. And retailers have big challenges trying to put people through, because they are never certain of when they can come in and when they can go out. So these are problems for the whole economy of Vanuatu, not just the tourism sector. Even for the seasonal workers program, those who are going to RSC in New Zealand and SWB or PLALM in Australia, they have very huge challenges in trying to get people from Vanuatu to Australia and New Zealand. So we have a huge problem of Vanuatu economy, including tourism, if there is no regular scheduling by Air Vanuatu.
Is your government doing anything to help in that way? Or?
Okay, so the first issue is, we have come in since October of 2023 as a new government, so it's not even been 6 months yet. So the articles of association have been registered with Financial Services Commission for the airline to basically go through and possibly be able to have private shareholders. That's already registered. But you cannot sell a company that has not any clean books. So the books are being processed at the moment. We need to be able to get to the point where we have a clear idea of non-performing loans that we can put to one side, and the assets that are performing, and then we can begin to think about how we restructure the company so that it can begin to look forward towards a new Air Vanuatu. We have had a new board of directors in Air Vanuatu since probably January this year. These are private sector people with one director general, and they are trying to get back to the history of bad management, history of bad decisions, trying to get all the documentary processes in place so that decisions can be made based on sound financial and evidence documents. We have dealt with some of the pressing matters in relation to outstanding lease and maintenance reserve funds, which have not been kept up to date with regard to the important aircraft. The ATR has been dealt with. The Boeing is being dealt with. We also, at the same time, have Boeing in what they call C-check right now in Melbourne, which could easily take the whole month of April. And once that C-check is done and completed, then the Boeing aircraft will be fully functional again as new. And that's a normal process. And so that's hindering some of the services in terms of flights to Australia, New Zealand, and say Fiji, and New Caledonia.
At the moment, Vanuatu is leasing aircrafts from Solomon Islands and Nauru. What's the deal there?
We also contracted in, of course, what they call wet leases with Air Nauru and Solomon Airlines to backstop. But some of these airlines have also had some challenges. Solomon Airlines has also had some challenges in terms of maintaining the schedules that have been contracted by Air Vanuatu. So this is a complex web of issues that is compounding at this time and makes it look like nobody is doing anything. But a lot of issues are to do with the fact that in the shutdowns, there was a lot of supply chain breakdowns. And so for the C-check of the Boeing aircraft in Melbourne, of course, parts have to be flown in from other parts of the world to come and make sure that it's fully serviced and it's fully renovated like a new plane before it can become operational again. In the meantime, if our contracted suppliers are not able to keep up because of technical issues, it's somewhat beyond our control.
The new airline that you're talking about, will it still have Air Vanuatu as a name?
We don't know because that decision is yet to be made once all the decisions are made based on evidence and sound financial documents. The board of directors will consider them and then the shareholders will consider them as per normal. The Council of Ministers will obviously endorse whatever decisions that are made and eventually the decision will be made, but it's yet to be made.